Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce podcast. Today, I will be discussing the prenuptial agreement involving Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco. So reports say Selena insisted on the prenup and it was not optional. The agreement was described as watertight. And I just think that's so great because, you know, the article that I read talked about how open they both were, that this was just smart business. They've both worked really hard on their to build their brands and their fortunes. And it's a smart way to be. And it's just very impressive and inspiring. And I think, you know, when women are negotiating a prenup, you want to look for, you know, some protections for your future earnings and, you know, is your intellectual property protected? Particularly because where are you going to live? Is it a separate property state or is it a community property state? Do you have a company, a business that maybe could go public? And so that change in the selling of a business could be considered marital if it's not addressed appropriately in a prenup. So it's so important. You know, and then a good question is, how do you communicate the prenup to a partner in a way that frames it as respectful and collaborative? I think it's a great opportunity before you're married to have this discussion, and you may not have it perfectly. And I think that's okay because you're about to embark on a life with this person and really invest a lot in the wedding and in your future. So have the conversation and maybe start with, I don't know if this is the right way to say this, but this is what I am looking to do because I think it's important for both of us to protect the years that we've invested and what we've built thus far. Some other things that really come up are, what are key clauses that should be included in modern prenups? You should look at, okay, royalty, income streams, postmarital business ventures. You know, I don't know if you want to put in the ability to renegotiate, but you can. Obviously, that would have to be by consent. And it could be, I think, one of the best things is a provision that I've called the sunset clause, meaning, hey, after we're married 25 years, whatever, it goes away. That can, but maybe not. You know, I think that really when you're starting out in a marriage and you've worked hard and you've got assets in your own name, you have maybe potential business ventures that you've put in all the work pre-marriage and they may come to fruition after the marriage, protect those interests, be smart, and look towards your future financial success, because the more financial independence you have, in my opinion, the better partner you are in a marriage, because you both feel freedom. No one feels trapped by someone else's control of your financial future. And that really is what can, you know, make a marriage last. I hope this has been helpful for any of our listeners who may have questions about or going through this right now. And if you want more, go back and listen to our full episode 191, How to Navigate a High Net Worth Divorce to Protect Your Assets and Empower Yourself. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.